This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, my name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm joined in the studio today by...
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Yuvraj.
These two will be figuring out Reddit by the end of today. I can guarantee it, folks, if you're listening at home. Right, let's move on to our... We've got more tweets that have come in during the break. Do you want to address a couple of those?
I'll come back to this in a bit.
All right. So do you want to move on to story number three then, Arv?
Mm-hmm.
Come on then.
Okay, so this is this research is super interesting because it says that workplace bias differs for single versus married parents. So there was previous research that showed that... mothers and fathers experience different biases at work. Mothers were penalized and fathers benefit from their parenthood status. So those biases may change depending on whether parents are married or single, according to this new research that they've done. So there's something called the motherhood penalty and the fatherhood premium. This is specifically for mostly the US, but also in the UK. Mm-hmm. Motherhood penalty, fatherhood premium. So in the US, mothers are subject to a net wage penalty of 5-7% per child and are often perceived as less competent and less committed. Some research suggests that men reap benefits as a result of becoming fathers and might see a boost in pay. So if you become a new father, you actually get an increment. If you become a new mother, you actually see your pay going down, or you might take a cut. So this is because of gender stereotypes that women are primary caregivers whose attention is largely focused on their children, while men are breadwinners whose focus is on financially supporting their families. But what happens when there is only one parent in the picture? So that's what this research wanted to find out. What if it's a single parent on either side? So it's a single father or it's a single mother. They found out that when parents are not married, the motherhood penalty and the fatherhood premium seem to disappear. So it only applies to married people for some reason, especially when they're being hired and in like HR circles and HR bubbles. It only applies to a couple. Like, if you're married, then you go through this problem. So it says that when a woman is known to be single and when she has children, then in addition to being a caregiver, she's also a breadwinner. So research shows that single mothers are not perceived as less competent or less committed than a single childless woman, and they are not less likely to be hired or promoted compared to their childless counterparts.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it differs for the dad. So... while single moms are not penalized, they don't get the premium either. Neither do single dads. So single fathers, in addition to being breadwinners, are caregivers to their offspring. This triggers the assumption that they are more focused on their family than a married father might be, which eliminates the fatherhood premium.
But does it add on the penalty?
No. No. So it does it add on the penalty? No. But it also doesn't give them the premium. So for some reason now, in a weird, twisted, warped way, they are equal.
Huh.
Yeah, in this situation, if they are single parents. So so for the subsample of single mothers and single fathers, there's no premium or any penalty, which suggests that the marital status operates as a strong status cue that, combined with gender and parenthood status, leads evaluators to make assumptions about one's anticipated performance at work. So they did this by... they created false fake profiles of a bunch of parents. Some were single, some were not. And then they fed it into a HR in different places where they were hiring to HR bubbles, and they saw how they picked them up, and they all showed bias towards people who were married and who had kids. They didn't show the same bias towards people who were single and had kids.
Odds, what do you think?
I don't know if this really comes down to gender stereotypes. I think it just comes down to the recruiter's assumption of this potential worker's role and responsibilities at home. Like, how much do you think they will be focused on work at work compared to work at home? I mean,
like,
or your responsibilities at home.
Yeah.
Because breadwinner or caregiver, a single parent will be both, right? But why does that affect only the... I mean, the same goes for married women, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then no penalty for the single father because he's got both roles as well. I don't know if it was equal, actually. I don't know. Still figuring it out.
No. It's equal in this scenario. So before, it's unequal. That's what they're saying. So the research was done because they said that people were saying gender stereotypes, and that fueled like the motherhood penalty and the fatherhood premium, which is true. It did. But in a way, when it comes down to them being single parents, for some reason, it equalizes it. So they, neither one of them benefits, but neither one of them also faces the penalty. Which is very interesting. Which is very interesting because it shows how companies and how HR and hiring managers sort of see people before they pull them into the workforce.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you see someone as a breadwinner and a caregiver, then it's yes, you don't deserve to be penalized. You don't deserve to be penalized to start with. But you know, if they're going to penalize someone, they're not going to do it to you. But also, they're not going to give you a penalty because look, you are the breadwinner. So it's a very weird, warped way of thinking. And I don't know how much this happens in other places. I'm assuming it does, not just in the US and UK. But this research was done in the US primarily.
I think this is a story that we should explain further.
We should, yeah.
This is something really interesting.
We should follow up.
Okay, let's go back to our original question. The Health Ministry have suggested that they may be looking into ways of restricting internet access to kids below the age, up to the age of 17 after midnight. We've asked you guys what you think about this. We've had some feedback via Insta story as well. Gary Coe has said it's not a good idea. N. Jeevan has said, great, makes them go to bed early, learn a good habit of waking up early. Bubulu Sod has said, good, but how? That's a good question. Go on.
Yeah, and I have a tweet here by Lian Jim who says, this is a pointless discussion. Let's talk more if they figure out a way to restrict it technically.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. You know, I will say that the one thing about the sleep patterns, that's the only thing I can agree with.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to sleeping patterns, yes, you should. If you're going to restrict someone and they're going to get better sleep, I cannot argue with that.
You can't argue with that?
Yeah, no, I can't. But I will sleep better if I didn't have social media.
That's what I was going to say. We are adults, and yet we still fall into this problem. So
yes,
it would be very difficult of us to turn around and say, no, you should go to bed early. No, get away from YouTube. No, stop gaming. We are just as bad.
Yeah.
And until we start admitting that.
Yes, unless both of you are, yes.
Yeah. Unless you want to Snapchat them that message.
Snapchat them the message, okay. Right, we should take a short break. My Vitriol, always your way up next here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. When we come back, final story of the day, Life Without Evenings, the people left behind by South Korea's war on overwork. Don't go anywhere. Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.